This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
614, a nice day today as we get you through this weather thing. A chance of severe weather on Saturday has canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade in New Orleans and caused for the others to be moved to Sunday. I don't think they're going to move the one in New Orleans to Sunday because historically associated with St. Joseph's Day is Super Sunday and the Mardi Gras Indians, and I believe NOPD is going to be plenty busy with that. So I don't think they're going to move the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown to Sunday. I don't see how that could happen, but who knows? Anyway, highs of 81 today, 81 tomorrow, 79 on Saturday with that risk for severe weather in the afternoon. Then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, nice. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s all next week, really. Maybe even a little bit cooler than that by Friday. So we know about DOGE. You know about the cuts that are being made. I would like to preface this just to put it in a political perspective that not everything President Trump does is right because he's President Trump. Not everything President Trump does is wrong because he's President Trump. Not everything anybody does is right or wrong simply because of who they are. And that applies to Elon Musk and his DOGE cuts as well. With that, we welcome in Jamie Rowan, Associate Professor of Legal Studies at UMass Amherst and Director of the Center for Justice, Law, and Societies to talk about how some of the cuts that have already been made, as I understand it, could affect veterans. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me about, I know we're going to talk about veterans, but generally speaking, when it comes to, they used to have this old thing, they'd say the 101st Airborne was, and it's very insensitive, I understand that, but it was, you know, kill them all, let God sort them. Okay, that's what they would say. And it seems as though when it comes to Elon Musk and his DOGE cuts, there seems to be a lot of just mass cuts here without really paying attention to what we're doing or why. Is that the way this is shaken out?
Well, when it comes to the VA, what's interesting is the memo that came out said that they want to reduce staffing to 2019 levels. That may seem logical because why did we need to hire additional people over the past 6 years and now there's over 480,000 employees? The problem is that the federal government decided to expand eligibility for health care to 400,000 new veterans, which is a great thing over the last few years. These were veterans that were not necessarily eligible for this care. And so the increase in staffing has actually decreased wait times for the VA and really improved care. And there's really good evidence of that. And so just deciding a workforce cut based on a year, 2019, doesn't show good planning. Interestingly, the Republican legislators yesterday introduced bills to suggest that we could take a few months to decide whom to cut. And the Democrats actually came with a different bill that said we need to be honoring our promise to veterans, our actually legal obligation to veterans, to both in the VA, but not to fire them and to make sure to retain any that are being part of these broad sweeping cuts. In general, the VA is getting swept up exactly as you said in just broad cuts that are not being targeted. Everyone knows there's waste in the government. But cutting jobs just to cut jobs doesn't cut waste in the government. It actually cuts necessary services for veterans.
Somebody texted in and said, as far as policy goes, Tommy, do you even know what you like? You have a lot of opinions on policy, but you never talk about what you actually think is good policy. I'll tell you right now, what is sound policy is leaving politics out of it, taking a cause and effect look at things. And as Jamie, as you just said, okay, we have 400,000 extra employees, or how many extra employees did you say?
So they hired 66,000 extra employees over the last year. And it was because there were 400,000 new veterans that they were supposed to serve.
So let's
and
talk policy.
And there were severe staffing shortages.
Right. And if you want to talk policy, here's what policy makes sense to me is, first of all, thank you for your service. It's easy to say those, five words? Thank you for your service. That's easy to say. That makes you feel good about yourself. That doesn't help anybody.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
At all. And we've talked about the treatment that veterans in this country have gotten for a long time. You can put a yellow ribbon on your car and you can say thank you for your service, but if you're not willing to put your money where your mouth is, you can shove all of that. Pardon me, Professor, but it's worthless.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. It's useless. It makes you feel good about yourself and maybe you can sleep at night, but it doesn't help a veteran that needs help. So as far as policy goes, if consistently we've not given veterans what they need and finally we started giving them what they need, or at least took a step toward giving them what they need, well, then you can't just say from a policy standpoint, oh, we hired all these extra people, got to cut them loose. No, because the veterans were underserved to begin with. You got to look at cause and effect. That's the policy I'm for, which is why you hired these people. What are they doing? You can't say that every department is filled with waste, or that you're just going to make the same thing when it comes to budgeting, make cuts across the board, because you could be cutting services that are needed and some that are useless. And that's a political situation that doesn't solve anything. I don't mean to get on my soapbox here, Professor, but somebody texted in and it just seems like people get caught up in politics and think that whatever one does is right, whatever the other does is wrong automatically because of who they are without looking into the details of it. We'll take a break, come back, talk about five areas where veterans are being hurt specifically with these cuts. Jamie Rowan is our guest, Associate Professor of Legal Studies at UMass Amherst, Director of the Center for Justice, Law, and Societies. I'm passionate about this because for the 20 years now I've been saying veterans, the treatment that veterans get in this country is shameful. Finally, we take steps toward it. So what are we going to do? Make a political splash, we're going to start cutting back the workers that we hired and screw the veterans in the process. Traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jamie Rowan, Associate Professor of Legal Studies at UMass Amherst, Director of the Center for Justice, Law, and Societies. Professor, before we get to the vets, I got to address this text that says, cut everything everywhere, blow it all up, start over clean, cut everything except Social Security and Medicare, which we pay into and get less back than we put in, and take a sledgehammer and chainsaw to cut the waste out of that. Okay, I get you watching the videos on YouTube and everything and all that stuff. First of all, you're wrong because the vast majority of Americans get far more from Social Security than they pay in. If you want to go back and say, well, if you had a chance to invest your money in different things, then maybe you wouldn't have to do that, okay, make an argument there, but don't say that you pay more in the Social Security than you get out, because that's not true. Secondly, that to me, Professor, would be analogous when it comes to policy to, okay, we got a leaky pipe. You know what we're going to do? We're going to tear the house down and start all over. Well, where are you going to sleep tonight, and how long is it going to take you to find a roof over your head? Explain when it comes to policy, please, how you can't, how you have to be selective in what you do, and you can maybe tailor it to this veteran situation that we're talking about.
Sure. I think the way to look at it is it's not a free market. It's not like there's competing governments and the best one is going to enter the space and do the services. The fact is we have a government. It does services. When we slash and burn all of those services that we don't even realize we're getting, there will not be anyone entering to fill that space. That is the nature of the private sector versus the public sector. They're different. And so the model here, when it comes to veterans' healthcare, for example, would be, all right, let's just assume that we don't need a federally funded public health care system for the people who served this country. They can just go into the community. The fact is they can't. The Veterans Affairs have actually tried this. They've tried to funnel some money into the private sector for veterans who had long wait times at the VA and discovered the quality of care was less, the wait times were longer, and in fact, the services that they were getting at the VA were far superior. And so it doesn't have the same analogy of slash and burn and something better is going to take its place.
Let's talk about specifically veterans, how they've been hurt with these cuts.
Yeah, so one of the most important things for people to realize is that the federal government has done a wonderful job of prioritizing hiring veterans. There is law. In 1944, Congress passed a law that veterans should be given preference in federal hiring. That means veterans make up 6.1% of the American population and 30% of the federal workforce. These cuts are not being targeted at people based on their performance or their skills. It's just slash for numbers. That means veterans are more harmed than non-veterans because there are more veterans in the federal workforce. The second thing to realize is these cuts to the VA directly harm VA healthcare, veterans' healthcare. They have quality healthcare through the VA, and 90% of the VA's budget and staffing goes to health care. And so cutting the VA means cutting health care. One of the more tragic pieces of this cuts, though, is the suicide hotline. People who care, for example, about mass shootings and know and believe that people have rights to guns, but it's a mental health crisis that contributes to mass shootings, would probably appreciate the very low cost of a suicide hotline or a crisis hotline for people feeling like they're in crisis. That crisis hotline fields over 2,500 calls a day, and that is now getting slashed. And so people are not going to have people to call if they're in a moment of crisis. The other thing that's really important is veterans suffer from higher rates of substance use, mental health, more criminal legal involvement with more punitive outcomes. They end up incarcerated for longer. And the information we have about veterans and how to help them is gathered through the VA and the most extensive research body that we have in this country. So studies on veterans have shown really important links to between smoking and cancer and how to solve prostate cancer and treat it. And all of that is going to get cut. And so this really important information that we use to help veterans, but also the wider public, is going to go.
Professor, real quick, we only have 30 seconds left. Once you break it, how long does it take to fix it? Because you're talking about veterans who go without services, veterans who may take their own lives, veterans who may go on shooting sprees, et cetera. Once you break it, how long does it take to fix it?
Well, there's two things to think through. One is, how do you rebuild the services? That's a concrete solution that Congress could just fund and we might be able to get it back. But what do you do with the lost trust? And that is what is really difficult right now. There's a mental health crisis brewing as people who gave their lives for this country feel like the country has abandoned them. I'm not sure how you regain that trust and how long that takes.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.